This is Day to Day. I'm Alex Chadwick. To the north end of Boston now, and a difference of opinion over the future of a very old American neighborhood. For the past 200 years, the north end has been home to wave upon wave of immigrants, African, Irish, Jewish, and beginning in the late 1800s, Italians. These days, the Italians are getting crowded out by tourists and urban professionals. And as some fight to preserve the distinctive character of the North End, others yearn for a few more modern conveniences. Alan Cockle brings us this report as part of Worlds of Difference, a series on cultural change.
On a narrow cobblestone street just along from the Sacred Heart Church, workmen are setting up for a street fair.
My name is Sal Bosco. I am the vice president and the chairman of the Fisherman's Feast.
Standing nearby is Sal Bosco, a stout man with heavy-lidded eyes and receding hair. He's in charge of this 93-year-old tradition in honor of the Madonna del Soccorso.
The Madonna del Soccorso is a society that started in Sicily about 500 years ago. My grandfather and a bunch of other gentlemen in 1910 started the society here. Primarily what they were doing is praying to the Blessed Mother to protect them as they fished.
Tonight, Bosco and his comrades will raise the statue of the Madonna to their shoulders and carry it through the streets and down to the water. Though there haven't been fishermen here for generations, they continue the tradition in honor of their ancestors. But they do it in a place that's greatly changed.
When I grew up, everybody knew everybody. If you didn't like what your mother was cooking, you went next door and ate over somebody else's house. No one ever locked their doors. If someone was sick, everybody took care of that person. This day and age, it's a little different. You really don't know your neighbors as well as you should. When I was growing up, people started their families here. They stayed for generations, and now people stay here 3, 6, 9 months. If they're here a year, you're lucky.
Good. Just wanted to get some salami and also some cheese, please.
Not far away, in a grocery store called the Sala Maria Toscana, trays of olives glisten in brine, the cooler is packed with pasta, and loops of salami hang above the counter. Jay Culo is a young urban professional and one of those new arrivals that Sal Bosco talked about. Right now, Culo is doing his shopping, choosing meat from Genoa and cheese from Milan.
Taste it?
Sure.
Since he moved here from a Florida suburb, he's been especially visible. As a member of the neighborhood council, he's been fighting to preserve the character of the North End, at least as he sees it.
The great thing about the North End is wherever you go, if you walk right around the corner, you're going to find another bakery or another nice restaurant. And that's one of my jobs as a North End neighborhood councilman, is to try to keep out the different franchises that have been trying to come in here in the North End and, you know, wanting to do business. I prefer personally the grocery stores like the Sala Maria Toscana because it has that European feel and it's a great place to shop at.
But for the North End's older Italian residents, these boutique stores are not a great place to shop. Instead of the specialty shops, they've been lobbying to attract a supermarket. Anna De Benedetto feels so strongly about this need that a few years ago, when the last big downtown grocery store announced plans to close, she and some of her friends staged a protest to try and change the company's mind.
We fight for a stuffy shop. We dress up in black, and they had a little casca, right? So we march all around outside of the shop. We had the funeral.
But the store shut down anyway. Now many of the neighborhood's older residents are stuck. Either they pay the high prices in the local shops, or once a week they take a bus to a supermarket in another part of town. Anna De Benedetto has lived here for 57 years, but she rejects the idea that a big grocery store would spoil the neighborhood.
If we have a supermarket here, they think we're spoiling North End. Why are you spoiling North End? But we want a store here. We don't want over there. I mean, you know, I feel bad for the old people that can't go out. They can't go get the bus. If you want to go, they go out, they got to spend so much money. They can't afford a lot of the old people that can't afford it, you know. We need a supermarket. We need a bad.
Pass them back. Who wants a candle?
Yeah, could I get a candle, Connie?
Out on the street, a crowd has gathered for the fisherman's feast, waiting for the Madonna del Socorso to make her annual appearance. Josie Ziza was born 1 year before this festival started in the North End.
I'm old. I'm 94 years old. I've lived here all my life. I come from a family of 13 children. We've worked hard.
Josie says she'd love to have a big store she could walk to, but she's not complaining.
You ever go on the playground? I was raised there years ago. We had no baths in the house. We used to buy a towel for Penny, a piece of soap for Penny, take showers there, in the playground there. A lot of people didn't have baths. Now we all have everything. We have showers, baths, heat. I like it the way it is.
The band strikes up, and Sal Bosco, a green and red and white sash across his shoulder, prepares for the blessing of the Madonna. Jay Kulo hasn't joined the festivities yet, but he says he might be along later to sample some food or toss a basketball, trying to win a stuffed toy for his girlfriend. It isn't the fisherman's feast as it once was, but here in the North End, it keeps on going.
Years gone by, people would donate through their windows, giving us a buck here and a buck there. But the buck doesn't cut it anymore. So we have these vendors from calamari to cannolis. You can also buy a t-shirt. You can buy a keychain. You know, the tradition continues, but you have to make some changes for the tradition to continue.
For Day to Day, I'm Alan Cockle in the North End of Boston.
Worlds of Difference is a project of Homeland Productions. For photos and more information, visit our website, npr.org.